Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Masterpiece Live Conference Call Network. And tonight, myself, your host, Antonia Hoggins, and my dear friend, Sifu James Fu, are here tonight to assist you with a heart and lung qigong energy transmission. And this is specifically with the energies that have come onto the planet starting September 21st. There's a lot of emotion coming up for a lot of people. So last month, we did a special qigong transmission on the heart to help release emotions that have been stuck in the heart, and this month we continue a little bit of that, but further, which is specifically working with heart and lung chi to help you release deep emotions. So with that, welcome, James.
Hi. Good evening, everyone.
Yes, good evening. So before we get into the actual energy transmission, why don't we answer just a couple of quick questions? And then we'll get started. We'll have I'll pause this to do a quick clean break, and then we'll start with the Qigong energy transmission. How it will go is I will guide you through a quick process to kind of have you more settled, and then Sifu James will take over. It will be a quiet transmission for the whole process, and then at the end we'll come back on and we'll finish all together, okay? So why don't we do a couple of questions that we had come in, all right? So Jamal is asking, and Manya are asking, what are the emotions that the lung and hearts hold?
Okay. If you come to this Saturday class, you will learn all about that. But briefly, just give you an example. The heart will hold all the hatred. Either you hate someone or someone hates you, it will hold in the heart. But the heart holds more than just hatred. It's all other little emotions. They're stuck in there too. That's why last month we cleared the heart. This month we also spent a little bit more time to clear some of the emotions in the heart. Now, the lung, usually it holds the despair. When you give up, it holds it there, okay? Now, furthermore, the kidney holds the fear, the spleen holds sadness, and also the kidney holds the sadness, the liver holds the anger. Now, for those people who have bipolar problems, usually if they flip-flop between anger and sadness and worry. That's why they become bipolar. Those are the two emotions that flip around. Okay? Now, so once said that, what we need to do on this Saturday, for those who come into the class, is how do you feel those energy inside you. Once you know that, you can get rid of it. And also we teach how to get rid of it, obviously. Okay?
Mm-hmm. And what Sifu James is referring to is for those of you that are in the Toronto area, we're hosting a level one Qigong intensive. And although we've done other level ones before, this one Sifu James has modified for specifically what's happening right now with the energies. And the focus really is on how to feel, to really be able to feel and connect within yourself. So for those of you that are in the Toronto area, you can come. If you're on the webcast, you'll see that on the left-hand side, there's a level one intensive here button you can click, and it'll bring you to the page with all the information. Otherwise, if you're listening on the telephone, you can simply send an email to info@masterpiecelife.com, and I can assist you with that. Or you can go to my website, masterpiecelife.com, or Sifu James's site, which is jamesfoo.ca, and you'll see that on the right-hand columns, you'll see we both have the same little ad box for level one Qigong intensive. If you click on it, once again, it'll direct you back to the page where you have that. And we were doing the level one intensive again this time because we felt that with energies that were coming into September, and it would better assist people to flow through this stage of what's happening right now. So that's what that is there. For those of you that unfortunately are further away and can't do that, I am working with Sifu James to be able to hopefully in January. I haven't talked to him yet. This is a surprise. But in the 2015 year, we're going to do a test of doing this online. So we've talked about it in the past, and we're going to work on it a bit more so that it is more widely available. All right, because right now we can't quite do a live stream on this because we just haven't been able to pull everything together to do it. So, but we'll keep you abreast so that maybe we can actually do this online together. All right, so that's that. And then we do go into more detail about the heart, the lungs, the different organs. I know that every time we do one of these, one of the Qigong transmissions that Sifu James does, he is always actually touching on all the organs and assisting. But we tend to specifically focus on a few of them more than others. So, for example, last month we did heart to release a lot of deep emotions like hatred. And this month with the heart and lungs, then we're doing deeper emotions with hatred and releasing that, and also with despair or, you know, when you just get tired of being tired, that kind of emotion. So that's what we'll be working on specifically tonight. So if you do get very emotional, that's great. Just give yourself space to release the emotion. If you're listening to this as a replay, you will still get you will still experience that. Just give yourself a comfortable place to be able to go through that. All right. And then on Saturday Live, we will go through more specifics and also assistance with you to get you through that. Okay.
The benefit of coming on Saturday, although we keep on saying you can feel, but actually, how do you feel? Now, we talk about energy, and energy vibrates. What is that vibration? I'm not quite sure that your vibration is what I was talking about. So if you come on Saturday, I will transmit what I think the vibration should feel like. Then you can actually experience the vibration. Then you know, okay, that's the vibration. Now, with the emotion coming in, why is this vibration change? Once you know that, for example, if you have some fear, when I put the fear in that vibration, you can feel, here, that's the fear. So when you're well equipped. So next time when you walk in the place and you pay a little bit of attention to your inside vibration, then you know, okay, someone is telling me, my soul is telling me, this is fear. I should be well aware what's going on. Now, that brings us to Sunday. This coming Sunday is the riding the wave. Part two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, last month we said what happened in August. August is the energy coming in, really collecting a little thing that you forget. Some fear, some other emotions that you learn to forget. And then bring them back up in August. And then in September, especially September 21st, is where the huge energy coming in. Now, I call it a boost. It's a booster. If you have not resolved that issue, for example, if you have fear and you didn't resolve that fear, then this little energy coming down on September 21st will give you a big boost that you make sure you feel the fear so you can face it and you can get rid of it. Now, when it comes into October, now someone did mention about the eclipse, and it brings a different set of energy coming in. Now, I call this observer. Now you have to take yourself up one level higher, saying, okay, now I'm an observer. Usually I describe that as no me situation. Now, let me give you an example. You and a good friend go to a clock, a watch store, and you two buy exactly the same watch. Those are the most expensive watch. and you take it home, but you never use it because it's so precious. So you lock in the box, and same as him, your friend. One day, the friend came. I broke my watch. I'm so upset. I'm going crazy. You know what you're going to say to him? Oh, just a watch. You never use it. It's just nice to have it. That's all. It's okay. See, this is no me, because you are an observer. Now, wait until you break your watch. You're going crazy. And you start blaming anybody that touching your watch, that causing it to break. Now, this in this period, what we call so-called the observer, this observer lasts until December 21st. And this is what we want you to do, is to try to be no me, no I. There's nothing really attached to you. Just like you giving advice to your friend, because it's his watch, it's not yours. Right? So you are calm. But during that calmness, you can really listen and investigate what's going on. And that's what they want you to do from now to December 21st. And then they switch. They switch it to what we so call, what Franco is talking about, the fifth dimension. You have to be well prepared to elevate yourself up to one level higher. It's called the no-me situation. Other people call it the observer. Okay? So that's what we're going to do on Sunday. I will try to take you to be an observer at that level. And obviously, Franco is going to do his magic, too. So, okay?
Yeah, so right now, you know, the month of October is, can you be detached? Can you be in the neutral zone? Can you be the observer? And in being in the observer mode, you still may have a lot more emotions come up for you to look at. But can you see them and work through them versus getting really attached? And if you get attached, that's great. So what we're doing is we're giving you tools to help you to let go of those emotions. And the further we progress October and into November and into December, that's what you really want to be doing, is preparing that. Because after December, we get into the preparation mode for fifth dimension. And right now, sometime in, we were looking at possibly March, we'll start entering, start receiving more fifth dimensional energies. So from after December 21st to March, it's kind of a preparation mode where there'll be more stuff coming to assist humanity. So the more you can clean out those emotions within yourself, and we're all getting activated, right? Everybody's getting activated at different levels. The more you can let go, the more you can let go. Then you're just flowing through easily through it. Okay, so Cindy's asking, will this session last for a couple of days, or is it good to repeat many times given what's coming over the next few months? So she's basically asking, you know, how often should she repeat the tonight's session?
No, as often as you, if you feel you need it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so too. So just see what comes up. Right? And I mean, then the tools will be here for you to use, right? And then Sandra is saying, I'm hoping that the heart clearing will help me get more in touch with my heart and get answers from my heart from within. Will the clearing help me do this?
Of course.
And once again, it's kind of like, Sandra, it's back to, you know, this is just layers of the onion. So the more you realize how much you've been holding in, you know, as Sifu James said back in August, you're collecting all these little gems that you didn't know you had and putting it in a little package. And in September, you started looking at them, and in October, there's still be more stuff to look at. So it's kind of the more we can release veils, the more we can release these emotions and these belief systems, then the clearer and clearer we can connect with ourselves. And we'll, Sifu James does do that on this Saturday, and that's part of him sending you different energies so you can feel it in your body, so that you can start having more ease of reconnecting and identifying that. All right. Okay. Oh, so Terry is asking, can we intend this transmission to our family members? Great question.
What does that mean?
So intend meaning, I'll answer you, Terry, yes. But intend meaning, for example, you know, so I'm on the call, and even though we're doing this transmission for myself, I also want to add my children in, my husband in, my parents in to this energetic transmission. So I would say, yes, you can, Terry, and then it's up to them, to the level, to where they are at, if they're receiving it or not. You can always intend and add people in. That's not a problem.
You have to let me know. Before I do the transmission, usually I collect all of you into my little space in front of me. That's where I do the transmission. If they are not included in there, the transmission is not that powerful. Now, let me explain it another way. Currently, you and I have a conversation, and your parents is not included in this conversation. So they are an observer. An observer will not get all the benefit. Now, so if you want to include any friends or any members or even animals, just say it to me before I do the transmission. You don't have to say it loud. Just say, okay, now I'm including you in there. Okay? Then I will pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making myself clear?
Yeah, and I've also had people who weren't even able to be on the call and listened to the replay and tell me how powerful it was for them. But what Sifu James is saying is if you intentionally add them in when he does his, and if you come to a live event, you see how he actually will physically just move his hands to collect people to be in that. So maybe, James, when we're doing the process after I got them through step 1, 2, and 3, if you can say, you know, all of you that want to add family members, friends, or pets, do so now, and then you can start collecting. So maybe do you want me to key them for that, or do you want a key for that?
No, they can put them in now.
Okay. So why doesn't anybody do that right now?
Names.
So you can do that for all of you that are listening right now on the telephone or on the webcast. If you can just think of or even say out loud the names of the people that you'd also like to have here included. So say out loud or think in your mind. Right? So why don't we everybody let's take a minute and just do that right now.
If they have photos, even better. I can pick them up.
Okay, so how do you want to do with the photo? Because we didn't have people send their photos in tonight.
No, it's okay. They can just put the photo close to the phone or close to the internet or on the computer.
Okay. Or write their names down on a piece of paper?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, so you can either write the people that you're thinking of, write their names down on a piece of paper right now. Or you can, if their picture, photo is beside you, just sort of have it beside you. And then he will pick up that. So I'm going to give everybody a minute to do that. So either write down their names or collect a photo. So let's all just do that now. I'm sure people want to add loved ones in.
Any other questions?
Well, let's give people a minute to kind of write names down. I'm sure they're doing that. So we'll just give them a couple. We'll just give them a minute to do that. I'm sure the list is growing for you.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just give it a couple more seconds so you can write down your loved ones, family members, and your and then your pets. Okay. Okay, so Danny has a question, and it refers back to when we did, when you spoke on the October 18th event, sorry, September 19th event, sorry, September 21st, I'm getting my dates mixed up, I'm sorry, the Riding the Wave Part 1 event, you talked about how some people may not be at 528 or cannot connect at 528. So her question is, that when she wakes up at night and she's anxious in the night, she says 528, 528 over and over, and then she can drift back to sleep. So the question is then, is 528 then a good number for her? Because as we talked about at on the September 21st event, some people were not at the 528 level. She says that she also uses the energy stickers. And they seem to have a very loving, calm effect on her. So her question is Jani, is 528 good for her, or is it a different number? And you know Jani, James, because she usually comes up with Horst and Judy.
Yes, I know. I couldn't tell on the phone.
Right.
If she called me directly later on, maybe able to pick her up.
Okay. So do you want her to stay on after the clearing and I can open up the telephone line and you can talk to her
sure.
directly? Okay,
yeah.
So Jani, honey, if after the clearing, if you can actually call in on the phone and then I'll open up the line for you. You'll need to star 2 to
no,
raise your
she
hand.
Can, she doesn't have to call in as long as she is still on the line.
On the line, on the telephone line, supposed to be
no,
on the webcast.
No, on the web, on the computer.
The web, she is on the computer now.
Yeah, I can pick her up because there's too many at the moment.
Well, there's too
I
many
don't know
other
who's
people.
Who. Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, all right. So, Jani, honey, if you can just stay on the webcast after and just give me a signal that you're there.
Yeah, then you can open up the channel, then I can pick her up.
Yes. All right, so people are also sending me names that they want included. So for Wendy, honey, you can just write those names down.
You don't have to send it in. Just leave it.
You don't have to send it in. You can write it down beside your sweetheart, and then Sifu James will collect those. Okay, honey? Good. Okay. The question that's coming is, does he then need to know all the names of people that are currently on the call? No, because if you're either on the webcast or if you are on the telephone, he'll collect you. Because you're already you're present. It's
the best way to do that, after they write the names of have the photo, put one of their palms on those names or photo.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. So after you've written your loved one's names or how their photos beside you, then when we start the procedure tonight, just put your, doesn't matter if left hand or right hand, just put your hand over the photo or the list of the names. Okay, everybody? Yeah, great. Jani, we'll stay on the line after. Perfect. Okay. And then I had one more question, and then we'll do pause, and we'll go into the clearing now. There is just one more question. Hold on. And thank you for all the thank yous. We send our thank and our love back to all of you, too. Yeah, so the question was from Sharon was, can we also help animals and other beings, too, with the energy transmission?
Sure.
Yep. Good. Excellent. Okay. So let me just get to the top. I think we've got all the questions answered for right now. Once again, great. Awesome. So once again, for those of you that are in the Toronto area, you know, please do join us this Saturday here for the Level 1 Intensive. It's in the Bayview and Steeles area. It's actually in the building that I live. It's in one of the rooms because we'd like to keep costs low for everybody. Once again, you can join or ask for more information by either going to the webcast, and on the left-hand side, there's a Level 1 Intensive button you can click on, or if you go to masterpiecelife.com or jamesfu.ca, you'll see on the right-hand side a little ad box with the, you click on that, it'll bring you to the page where you have all the information for Level 1 Qigong, and it's this Saturday, and the following, next Saturday, the 25th, are the 2 days for the Level 1 Intensive. Usually it's a three-part program, but Sifu James has condensed it into two parts to get through the energy faster. Okay? So, good. So why don't we, I'm just going to hit the reset, so everybody can now find just a comfortable place to be in, and I'll guide you through a simple 1-2-3-step process to have you be more centered and bring the energies more into your body. And then Sifu James will take over and start the transmission. So, and you can, you know, just gently have your hand over your sheet of paper or the photo of the loved ones that you want to include in the transmission as well. Okay, let me just reset the system and we'll get started. 1 second, everybody.